right, let us move one more decade into the history of Air Venture. Doreen Hillard is joining us. Sean D. Tucker. Michael Goulian.
Thank you.
Patty Wagstaff. Woo! I get the feeling this segment might have a little bit to do with air shows.
Yeah,
probably.
Doreen, you've obviously have a long history with EAA, with Charlie's leader of the Eagles aerobatic team, and you've been coming to the events since the 70s and now continue to be very intimately involved in the hospitality for all the airshow performers. This is one of our unsung volunteers that do such a great job, but they don't get out in the spotlight. So Doreen and her crew in hospitality take care of all the performers, and it is... The airshow industry has developed over the years. I know Gino was talking about maybe having some good times in the 70s and things, but these days, with the kind of aircraft that you're flying, it is really demanding physically to be able to perform at the level that we are so used to seeing, and actually getting spoiled with watching these absolute world-class performers do what they do every day. And they're speechless.
Well, can I say something, Steve?
Yes.
My first year performing here was 1992, and I'm as excited today having the opportunity and the privilege to be a performer here. But let me tell you, hanging out with the Eagles aerobatic team, and Danielle, and Monty, and the Hoove, at the Pioneer Inn, it was called so much fun. And here's the deal. It was so much fun because we were celebrating our passion for the sky here at EAA, and that's called comradeship. And then we are also celebrating the reverence we had for the opportunity and for the people. And that's called fellowship. And both of those mixed together. And that's why the style of flying has grown and increased because of friendship and reverence.
Excellent. Doreen, you were telling me a story about, and it echoes the stories you've already heard about Paul, being everywhere at all times. You said there were times, every time you flew into the event, he always greeted you.
Yes, and not even during the convention, but other times of the year. We'd be flying our Grumman Widgeon or Conquest or Mooney or the Eagle or whatever, and we'd land, and my kids would listen on the radio because we'd hear gonk, gonk, and we'd taxi to the Weeks Hangar, and Paul would be there with in Red One, and he'd gonk my kids' noses. Literally every single time, whether it was the convention or during the air show.
And for many years, Charlie was, I guess we'd call him the gatekeeper of performers here at Oshkosh, and there was sort of a process you had to go through to be approved to fly here. And Michael, you, and I find this hard to believe because you are such an outgoing person.
So I told this story to Doreen tonight for the first time, and I don't know how many people know, but the performers at Air Venture are volunteers, just like everybody else. We come for free, but just like you get a driver's license when you're 16, it's a privilege and it's not your right, even though some people today might think it's their right. Different story. But so at the International Council of Air Shows convention, which Danny Klisham talked about before, we go there every year to basically book your air shows. And I was coming up in the business and was friends with Patty and Sean, but there's two people that I looked up to as basically heroes and had them cut out and glued into a book as a kid, and it was Charlie Hillard and Leo Laudensleger. And I went to my first ICAST in 1990, and in 1995, I had just won the Nationals, and I'm like, oh, I'm starting to fly some air shows. But when Charlie or Leo would walk down the hallway, I would walk on the other side and hope that they wouldn't notice me, or I would, you know, I didn't want to get in their way, and like, here comes God one and God two down the aisle, and I'm going to get the heck out of the way and make sure they don't notice me. And then, you know, it's like, hey, maybe I could come to Air Venture and fly at Oshkosh. So after, but I was way too scared to ever ask, you know, God or God's friend if I could ever come to Oshkosh. So I go home, it's almost Christmas. I'm like, I'm going to get the guts up and I'm just going to call Mr. Hillard on the phone and say, I'd like to come. But two significant things happened in December of 1995. One, I asked my wife out on a date. And two, I asked Charlie Hillard if I could come and fly at Oshkosh. And my wife said yes, and I didn't know about Charlie Hillard. So so it's a cold December day, and I'm pacing in my room. And at ICAST, you get a book, and it's all the promoters, and there's Charlie Hillard, and here's the work phone number. I'm like, heck, I'm going to give it a call. So I dial this number, and this woman answers the phone on the end of the line, Hillard Auto. I'm like, Charlie Hillard, please. She's like, senior or junior? I'm like, oh God, I have no idea. I'm like, the aerobatic pilot? Hold on. Right? I'm like, oh God, maybe I should hang up now because they don't know who it is, right? And I'm pacing the floor, and then what seems like 40 minutes later, Charlie Hillard's like, Charlie Hillard. I'm like, Mr. Hillard, my name's Michael Goulian, and I'm an airshow pilot from Boston, and, you know, it's been my dream, and I would love to fly at Oshkosh, and it would just be the greatest thing in the whole world if that would be okay, sir. And he's like, Michael, we know who you are, and you're doing just fine, and when the time is right, you'll come and fly at Oshkosh. I'm like, okay, sir, thank you very much, right? And then I was like, guess I'm not going to Oshkosh, but that's okay, right? So, and then like 2 days later, the phone rings and it's Leo Laudenslager on the phone. It's like, Michael, it's Leo. I'm like, what the hell is this guy doing calling me? And I'm just as nervous as, and he's like, I just want you to know that you're doing really great things and just keep doing what you're doing and you'll be great. And I'm like, okay, thanks. And I think Charlie must have called up Leo and said, this kid's scared to death. Maybe you should call him up and make him relax. And then it wasn't until 3 more years later wow. that I actually got to fly at Oshkosh. So wow. I think it's part of the induction thing, you know?
Yeah.